Good afternoon to listeners. It's a sunny afternoon in Perth, Western Australia on the 3rd of May. This is Nita Teo, owner of Perth Walkabout, the independent guide to Perth, Western Australia. You can find Perth Walkabout at the following website address, www.perthwalkabout.com. Perth Walkabout is dedicated to providing you with the best information and tips on where to go, what to do, and where to find it in beautiful Perth, Western Australia, either as a visitor or local to Perth. Our motto is to go walkabout to discover the best of Perth. Today we have a live interview with special guest Sandra Krempel, CEO of Men of the Trees. A very warm welcome to Sandra, and many thanks for taking the time to speak to me at Perth Walkabout about Men of the Trees. Today we are going to find out from Sandra a lot more about who Men of the Trees are and Sandra's involvement with Men of the Trees at the helm as CEO. I first met Sandra many years ago when I responded to an ad to volunteer on the board of the Community Arts Network of Western Australia. Over the years, I've gotten to know Sandra quite well, and I would have to say that she is an amazing lady who has many talents and is able to wear many hats. So, Sandra, can you tell me about who Men of the Trees are and also how you first got involved with Men of the Trees?
Thanks, Nita. It's really great to catch up with you again in this different role, I suppose. That's an interesting question about Men of the Trees, because I usually ask people if they've heard about this, what might sound to be a rather politically incorrect name for an organisation, Men of the Trees. And it surprises a lot of people, and I get lots of comments about, why is it called Men of the Trees in this day and age? And I say, well, that's exactly what it's about. It's not an organisation that has just recently started. In fact, the organisation dates right back to 1922 in Kenya. And it was a translation from Swahili, Watu wa Miti. In fact, if the truth be known, was translated as people of the trees. But in those days, the linguistic trend of the day was people was always referred to as mankind. So hence the birth of Men of the Trees in 1922 in Kenya. And now there are more than 100 Men of the Trees organizations around the world. So it has a long, long history. And how did I get involved with Men of the Trees? Well, my involvement actually began with one of its branches, the branch is called Perth City Farm. And in fact, it was, I met Roseanne, who is the founder of Men of the Trees, in my days at Community Arts Network. We were on a project together called the Popular Culture Centre. I don't know if you might recall that one. And that's how it started. But more recently, I should say, in the past 5 years, I had started to work as a volunteer with City Farm to get their business plans and things like that together. And then gradually, I suppose, I was invited to help to establish the CEO position at Men of the Trees, because Men of the Trees essentially, for a long time, was governed, if you like, by a voluntary general manager. So this was a new thing, if you like, part of a one organization campaign, bringing together the 11 branches, pardon the pun, of Men of the Trees. So that's how I started to get involved, yeah.
Fantastic, Sandra, that's great. Didn't realize how many Men of the Trees locations there were and how it's originated from Kenya. Unbelievable. I recently attended the Festival of the Trees celebration out at St. Barb Grove in Hazelmere. That was on Sunday 29th of March to celebrate 30 years of Men of the Trees in WA. It was a great day out. Met Sandra, bumped into a lot of friends, and there were whole heaps of activities out there for everyone, family, kids, and lots of interesting talks to attend. And I thoroughly enjoyed the day, and I just wanted to find out from Sandra how the day went for her. and how the Festival of Trees celebration came into being. So, Sandra, if you could tell us a bit more about how the Festival of Trees celebration came into being. What is the festival about, and how did the day go for you? What, in particular, what were the highlights of the day for you?
Thank you, Nita. Festival of the Trees originated as the Men of the Trees Field Day. You know, like you've got the Darwin Field Day and all of that. Because this organisation is so much linked with the outdoors, it tended not to have a festival, but rather have an open day. So a field day, I should say. So it started, I can't remember how many years ago, but I know it's been going on for a very, very long time. In fact, the location, St. Barb Grove, is one that is leased to us through the family of one of the pioneer members. And that particular family is Chris Fife and his family. And we lease that beautiful area for $1 a year. And we've got a 99-year lease on that site. Well, I don't know exactly when it turned to being called the Festival of Trees. It used to bring the different branches together and friends and all of that together. The last Festival of Trees, we had the most number of people turn up. There would have been over 1,000 people over the day. And we had the most number of stalls as well. And that's through a partnership. It was partly funded through the City of Swan. And also we had Whiteman Park and Swan TAFE, who worked with us to make sure the word got out to all sorts of people. And lots of volunteers who helped us with promotions and things like that. So the highlight for the day was, in fact, for me, it was celebrating our 30th year since foundation in 1979, of course. And we had with us all but one of the past presidents. In fact, the founding president, Charles Peattie, had only passed away a few weeks before that event. He had cancer for a while. And, you know, even up to the end, he was hoping he could get out there for this auspicious day, because it was quite significant. Barry Oldfield, who is one of our long-standing presidents for 17 years, was in fact a media specialist. And right back then in 1979 or before that, he had put out a documentary about the situation in Western Australia. And this documentary was seen by Richard St. Barb Baker in the UK. And Richard St. Barb Baker decided to come out to WA to actually see what was going on. And Barry said he needed to get somebody there who was a forester, because Richard St. Barb Baker, the founder of Men of the Trees, was a forester, and in fact renowned as the world's greatest forester. So Barry got Charles Peattie involved, and cut a long story short, Charles Peattie became the first president. But we had all the others, so we had Charles Peattie, we had Peter Goodall, we had Ray Skinner, Barry Oldfield, Roseanne Scott, who in fact is she's the mother of City Farm, and then we had our current president, Tim Lawrence. So it was a really great day. I'm glad you could come and be with us.
Fantastic. Thanks, Sandra. What an interesting beginning for Men of the Trees, and it's great to celebrate that every year, and hope that more and more people can attend the Festival of Trees every year. And you mentioned previously, Sandra, that Men of the Trees has various locations in WA, including City Farm, which is in East Perth. I've also heard about Carbon Neutral as well, which does lots of great things. Where are the main locations for Men of the Trees, and what do these different branches do?
Now that's going to be a long story to reply.
We've got time, Sandra.
That's good. Well, if I can actually just start with a little bit of the concept, if that's all right, behind Men of the Trees, because we've got the founder was an extremely inspirational man. And just to set your mind in the right space, if I may, some of his quotes really inspired me as well. I knew nothing about forestry and forest sciences and agribusiness and all of that before I came to Men of the Trees. And I was very inspired by three things that Richard St. Baker talked about. One, he said that each person needs 16 acres of forest to ensure that we have enough oxygen for our lives. Now that surprises a lot of people. Does it surprise you?
Very much so.
How many of us have 16 acres of forest in our backyard? The other thing he says is if we lose one third of our skin, then we die unless we're propped up with life support systems. If a tree loses one third of its bark, it dies. And if the planet loses one third of its green canopy, which is our trees, then maybe the planet is also going to die. And I suppose that becomes the fundamental, if you like, behind the founding of Men of the Trees. There's also facts that Richard St. Baker talked about. He said one aeroplane taking off from Orly Airport, and this statement was a long time ago that he made this statement, so not one of these flash new planes that we have, but one aeroplane taking off from Orly Airport in France would require the whole of the Fontainebleau forest, which is quite a sizable forest, to breathe for 24 hours to neutralize the carbon that's been created by that one plane taking off. Now, this information is really quite stunning, you know, and that's been behind the founding of all the different branches of Men of the Trees. So if I can just sort of take you down the track, if you like, of all the different branches. We've got one branch in Peel, and they don't actually have a headquarters as such. They are called, for want of a better word, the backyard growers, if you like. They have benches and, you know, retic systems and things provided by the branch. And any person, so this is for people to grow and support the growing of seedlings in their own backyard. So you have, you know, people from all walks of life doing this, growing anything from 300 to 3,000 trees or maybe more. You know, and once the seedlings have grown sufficiently, come winter time, they go all out and plant. And they usually plant about 20,000 trees. Completely volunteer group, that is, out in Peel Way. And they also do a lot of support for the Tuart forest decline. They work with Murdoch University to support their researchers. And there's also this big dieback problem right across WA now, the Phytophthora. And they help with research, with growing seedlings and planting and doing things like that. So that branch is doing a lot of good work. Then we've got Perth City Farm that you mentioned just a little while ago. Perth City Farm started off as Planetary Action Network. It was to get young people involved in understanding what our environment is about and how to care about the environment. And Perth City Farm bases its whole agenda, if you like, around permaculture principles and permaculture ethics, I should say. I've got to get these facts a bit more right because they've got 12 principles, but 3 ethics, I believe. And the ethics are really quite wonderful. It simply says we need to care for the land, care for people, and share the surplus. Now, what a wonderful world it would be if we all could embrace that. You know, and if we could make decisions based on that, is it going to care for the land? Is it going to share for people? And are we going to be in a situation where we can share the surplus, whether it's knowledge surplus, whether it's, you know, food surplus or whatever? Very interesting ethics, if you like, that they base their whole operations on. And they've got Saturday morning organic markets where growers come from all over the place to sell their certified organic produce, and it's a lovely network of people. And they do arts and they do education, They've got people with disability. Nelson Haven's a big partner with them. So lots of things happening at City Farm. Really, you know, you can see them caring for the land and caring for the people very, very strongly, and of course sharing the surplus. We have the revegetation team, which does the main revegetation work for Carbon Neutral. So Carbon Neutral is a separate legal entity, but still part of the Men of the Trees family. And the revegetation team does the planting. They go out and they do the contract planting. And they put in something between 500,000 and 800,000 trees each year. And the logistics behind that is actually quite immense. You can imagine finding the land. And if anybody has got land out there that is more than 10 hectares, then we need to, you know, we'd be interested to talk to them, because we can put free trees out there. Of course, there are terms and conditions, but we're always looking for more land. There's two nurseries we have, Rockingham Nursery and St. Barb Grove Nursery, and they each grow around about 250,000 seedlings each year. They grow these for to revegetate the local areas around them. And of course, like St. Barb Grove and Rockingham as well, the profits, if we make any profits, it goes back to revegetating the wheat belt and the coastal areas, etc. We've got a research station, if you like to call it that, an experimental place in Dowrin. So, you know, and it's called Amory Acres, and this project is a tree farm project. And there are projects all over the place. I shouldn't say it's just in Dowrin, but they do a lot of experimental work there. And then we have other programs like the Million Trees Schools program, Barrow, Noday, Memorial Groves, and the list goes on.
That's fantastic, Sandra. It sounds like Men of the Trees is very busy with the various projects. I think you've already touched on all the benefits that Men of the Trees provides in terms of environment. And I guess in our ever-changing and complex world, I think we all share a need to look after our planet and to reduce the impacts on our environment just from our day-to-day living. Did you have any other comments there, I guess, in terms of Men and the Trees and sort of the general sort of contribution to helping the environment? If you could touch on that a bit more, that'd be fantastic.
Sure. Always happy to do that, because I have truly been inspired by this organization. Counting the numbers up of volunteers who come from all walks of life, we have more than 2,000 people each year who go and do their bit for the environment, and we always welcome new people to share in this way of life. It is very inspiring, it's very enriching, you're in touch with the earth, and you are making a difference, and passing on those skills, if you like, keeping it alive for future generations. Men of the Trees, since its formation in 1979, has in fact planted over 10 million trees in WA. Conservatively, that would be a value to Western Australia of over 30 million. You know, and I'm sure it's actually higher than that when we cost all the multiplier, you know, things up. But you can see that it's not just about branches, or it's not just about, you know, doing programs. It's really about people out there believing in this cause and finding a way to join in to make a difference. You can join in going on planting days in winter. We look for volunteers for many programs. And if you don't want to go and travel far, there are planting programs here in Whiteman Park, in various different regions. Or you can get involved in the nurseries as volunteers. Or there's many, many different ways. You know, you just need to give us a call. And I'm sure we can talk and find out how you can do your bit. I'm sure there's many other people involved in the environmental sectors, and we're happy if you choose anybody, but we've got some ways here that we can, ready-made ways for you to get involved, so hope you do.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Sandra. So if you're out there and you want to do your bit and contribute to Men of the Trees, please give Sandra a call at Men of the Trees or go onto their website. So Sandra, looking into the future, what's your vision for Men of the Trees?
That's quite an interesting one, because we are at the moment, we are actually doing at the second stage of our visioning, if you like. We've just been through the first 5 years of strategic planning for the whole organisation, and we are now going through the second phase. And it's interesting that there's a talk about revisiting the original aims, which is to work in the wheat belt. The aim has always been to work with degraded land, but more recently there's been a great desire to actually purchase land. And our current president, who is very visionary, and he and Leo Kerr were behind the founding of Carbon Neutral. And Carbon Neutral is different from other carbon offset companies in that it works with biodiversity as a mainstay. So it does oil mallees, it does sandalwood and things like that, but as a mainstay, we believe in biodiversity. And we want to work closer with, you know, the different organizations which have native animal care and things like that. But to come back to the real issue is one of land. And we are looking to start a donation category which allows us to buy land. And as our visionary president says, all we have to do is get 1,000 people to donate $1,000 each. We'd have $1 million. And with that, we can do so much more planting. It's so, so important. You know, you must have had an experience where you walk into a grove of mature trees and it just impacts you in such a different way than walking in a place that is barren. On a hot day, if we are under 40 degree heat, you walk into a grove of trees and you see the difference. You see the difference trees make to landscapes. You take away one major tree that has been there for a long time and you can create floods and you can create all sorts of things. So it is so important to educate people about trees. I mean, there are trees in New Zealand, for example, which were about 400 years old at the time that the Maoris first entered New Zealand. So we've got such great, I suppose you can call these like mother trees, who are so mature and strong, and their seeds propagate all over the place, you know. You've got root systems of trees in Africa that are known to be 125 meters deep. In our desert, you've got small shrub looking things. We'd have got root systems of 80 feet into the ground and whole living cities full of, you know, living organisms living around these root systems. So it is, our vision is always to do with trees and the land care that goes with it. Farmers can improve their land by so much by just converting over about 20% of their land to forests. They have found that it improves the quality of their land. So yes, it is about land. It is about becoming braver and buying land for the future. But it is also getting back to basic ethics and basic principles and sharing these with all the different generations, if you like, so that the future, if we don't have trees, life as we know it will not exist.
Thanks very much, Sandra. It sounds like everyone can participate in Men of the Trees, whether you're young or you've got a family. So for members of our community, people like myself who are thinking about getting involved with Men of the Trees, Sandra, I think you've mentioned quite a different ways that we can volunteer. I think people would also be interested to hear from you as to what events are coming up that they can attend or come to join and learn more about Men of the Trees.
Thanks for that question, Nita. I'll start with the simplest one that is almost continually ongoing, and that is at our nurseries, if you want to learn about native species, the best way is to come and get involved at the nurseries to, you know, to learn how to seed them, to learn how to, you know, do all the different things to get seedlings growing. That's one thing people can do. Then there's always days, like one event that's coming up very soon. In fact, I think it's on the 7th of June, but don't hold me to it, but, you know, we need to check. There's a children's forest up in Whiteman Park. So if you've got young children, like my grandchildren are part of this children's forest, in the sense that they've gone out for 2 years in a row now and planted, you know, trees there, planted seedlings. And as a result, they want me to take them back to Whiteman Park every few months to see how their trees are doing. I mean, I don't think they recognize which one is exactly theirs, but they think they do, you know. So, and it's wonderful. They feel like they own part of this. They belong. And that's such a good thing to share with children. I think that's one thing that's coming up soon. And planting days. There'll be a lot of planting days. On our website, we will soon have up and running the schedule for the planting calendar. So, you know, just check in on our website and you will see the upcoming events.
Thanks very much, Sandra. I'd like to just wrap up with closing comments. Thanks very much for agreeing to taking the time to do this interview about Men of the Trees. And just for our listeners out there, Sandra, if you can give us the website address for Men of the Trees so that listeners can go to get more information.
Thanks. The website is www.menofthetrees.com.au. So www.menofthetrees.com.au.
So that's all from me, Nita Teo, Perth Walkabout, www.perthwalkabout.com. And stay tuned for more live interviews with various personalities around Perth. Thank you.